This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
The entire first hour talking about this fake Russian witch hunt, this whole Michael Cohen deal, the Rudy Giuliani interview with Sean Hannity last night, the pure genius that is Donald Trump. And if you missed it, you're just going to have to go to Spreaker.com, iTunes, TuneIn. We're all over the place. iHeart. You can take us on the go. TheConservativeCartel.com. The Cartel Facebook page. The Liberty Eagle Facebook page. You can find it everywhere. So if you missed that first hour, I don't know what to tell you. Matt Locke here, The Conservative Cartel. Ron Phillips, Sexual Chocolate, flying the mothership. Chris X, hopefully, is on an airplane to Alabama to play baseball. I mean, we've got some really, really crappy weather coming in right now, and it never fails. Every time I try to get on an airplane, there's some kind of thunderstorm in Texas. I mean, it's that time of the year. It's spring, and here we are. Now, if you want to be part of the program, here's how you do it. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. So you can give me a call, talk about what we talked about in the first hour, or here in the second hour. Because in the second hour, we've got more Facebook. We've got more conservative bias. We got Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's out talking. We've got CNN. We've got a bunch of stuff on that end. I mean, we got that, and we got Stormy Daniels. Because I talked about Stormy Daniels in the first hour and Cohen and all that stuff. But the Democrats are, let's just say they're souring on Stormy Daniels' storyline. Because no one cares. I mean, no one but them. They think this is a big deal. As conservatives, we don't give a crap who Donald Trump sleeps with. And we surely don't care that it was in 2006. That was 12 years ago. No one cares. He was a private citizen. No one cares who he's sleeping with. I mean, JFK was knocking boots in the White House, and it wasn't Jackie. Bill Clinton was doing the interns. It wasn't Hillary. Can you blame him? Who the hell would want to sleep in the same bed as Hillary? I sure in hell wouldn't. Half the time she's drunk, the other half she's just ugly. Did I say that out loud? Yeah, I did. So look, I got to get this thing back on track because lots to talk about in hour two. So there's a couple stories here I wanted to start hour two with that I think are just phenomenal, by the way. I think this is telling of where we're at because all of you guys come to Facebook. I mean, you're listening right now and you're watching on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page. You're watching on the Liberty Eagle Facebook page. Facebook is no friend of ours. They're just not. They pulled down, by the way, they pulled down our post about the Diamondback Firearms AR-15 we're giving away tomorrow. They pulled it down. Said it doesn't meet community standards. We do still have the Second Amendment in this country. It is your right to own a gun so far. And that gun, till right now, is mostly okay to own, unless you're in Florida and you're not 21, or if you're in Washington, D.C., Chicago, or the state of California. But they're getting there. The left is trying to make this gun illegal. It's a fantastic gun, by the way. Made in the United States. Diamondback Firearms. It's an EMLB. It's a DB-15 EMLB. All that means, it's in a 5.56 caliber. It's fantastic. It's got probably a 30-round magazine, which that's awesome, by the way. Pistol grip, shoulder stock. Look at that thing. It is fantastic. And you can win that by going to theconservativecartel.com and signing up as a cartel VIP. Now, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, or Hamburglar, as I like to call him, stated this week that the social media firm has plans to further crack down on fake news on the platform via suppression of certain news publications. Now, who do you think Facebook is going to suppress? Think it's going to be CNN, MSLSD, CNBC, Headline News, Mother Jones, HuffPost, Slate? You think any of those places are going to get shut down? You think any of those channels are going to get suppressed? Hell no. Breitbart, Conservative Cartel, Rush Limbaugh, the Drudge Report, Patriot Retort, Fox News. They are the ones that are going to get suppressed. Now, look, BuzzFeed News. BuzzFeed, that's a conservative outlet. Not. Reports that Zuckerberg revealed that Facebook has been gathering data on certain publications by asking consumers how they feel about certain publications and their trustworthiness. Now, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, and I don't know if you saw it or not, but I've seen several of my friends posting on Facebook saying, have you seen this? Have you seen this little box that says it's a survey is what it is. Do you believe this to be true? Do you believe this to be fake news? Yes or no? That's what Facebook's doing. Now, of course, what do you think those little liberal snowflake panty wasters saying? Oh, no, Breitbart. Oh, God, that hurts my feelings. Oh, geez, I need to go to my cry closet. Who in the hell came up with a cry closet? I mean, geez Louise. I wrote an article for today's cartel newsletter about the Boy Scouts letting the girls in. I mean, this is just social engineering. The Boy Scouts have been around for 108 years. They worked just fine until this year. Now, you know why they're doing it. And I'm not going to give you all the details because I wrote about it in this article. But this is the social engineering that I'm talking about. This is the LGBT community. This is the gay community. This is the liberal snowflake community saying you have to be tolerant and diverse of gender because gender is not sex. You can feel like a lamppost. But by God, don't have a penis or a hoo-ha. I don't know if I can say... I probably can say vagina on the air. I just did. Oops. If you got one of those, it tells you what you are. I mean, it's really not that hard. Look at your pants. It's not really difficult. But the left wants you to believe that girls should be part of the boys and boys should be part of the girls because it's diversity, and I'm getting completely off track. So Zuckerberg stated, we're back to Facebook here. Let me get back to this because it's just so ridiculous. It's so amazing. Zuckerberg stated, we put that data into the system, and it's acting as a boost or a suppression, and we're going to dial up the intensity of that over time. Now, for those of you in Corona, Indiana, intensity means they're going to do it more strictly. They're going to ramp it up. It's going to be more of it. They're going to intensify it. We feel like we have a responsibility to further break down polarization and find common ground. There's no polarization. The left are idiots. It's not polarized. They're just morons. They don't use facts. They use feelings. You can't debate somebody with feelings because they go cry in their cry closet. Anytime you hit somebody with a fact, they're like, oh, God, so you can't do that. Why not? Well, why can't you use facts? I mean, have you ever argued with a liberal? It's insane. You can't have an argument. They'll literally hit me with, oh, well, you're so mean. I'm sorry that the facts hurt your fragile psyche. It's not my fault that they're the facts. It's not my fault that you can't handle it. But Facebook's going to ratchet it up this deal because they have a responsibility, they say, to further break down this polarization and find common ground. Now, Facebook's going to be investing billions, with a B, of dollars into human moderators, who will all be liberal, conservative, whiny pants, to spot fake news on the platform, as well as heavily investing in artificial intelligence. Now, this is the funny thing, because I giggle at this. Zuckerberg says, we're essentially going to be losing money on doing political ads. No, you're not. That's so false. I mean, that is so false. It's crazy. Now, Facebook claims to have successfully prevented the spread of fake news on their platform during elections in both France and Alabama. We remember Roy Moore, right? Roy Moore is currently filed a lawsuit against these women who allegedly said he sexually harassed them. But for some reason, after he lost to Doug Jones, they have not been able to be found. I think they went into the witness protection program. That's the world we live in. But if you think it can't get any more wacky, it will, because this is the left. Facebook is enlisting the help of Eric Holder's law firm to advise on anti-conservative bias. I know. You can't make this up. Eric Holder, Fast and Furious, held in contempt of Congress, Eric Holder. Facebook has enlisted a team from law firm Covington & Burling to advise them on combating perceptions of bias against conservatives. One minor detail. Covington & Burling is the firm of Barack Obama's left-wing former attorney general, Eric Holder. I couldn't make this story up if I tried. Eric Holder is going to go onto Facebook, and he's going to find anti-conservative bias. Are you kidding? I mean, this is like fairy tale stuff. I think I'm going to go out in the hallway and find a unicorn here in a minute. I mean, this is fairy tale stuff. This is farting fairies and finding unicorns. I mean, this is crazy stuff. Eric Holder is going to find anti-conservative bias? Oh, my God. These people think we're stupid. I mean, these people think we're stupid. Now, let me sum this up for you. Facebook, a California-based company, has enlisted the same firm that is providing legal advice to the state of California against the Trump administration. Remember that? Because of the federal immigration crap? Through none other than Eric Holder. To advise them on combating perceptions of bias against conservatives. Oh, my God. You know, this is exactly why Chris and I get behind these microphones every day. I mean, it's exactly why we do it. You cannot make crap like this up. You can't. I can't make this story up. Fast and Furious. Brian Terry shot with the guns that Eric Holder allowed to be walked across the U.S.-Mexico border. Kills one of our Border Patrol agents, but he's going to find anti-conservative bias at Facebook. Give me a break. Good Lord. Now, Facebook has recently been engaged, supposedly, that's supposedly engaged, I'm using air quotes, in outreach to conservative organizations, but their focus has not been on censorship concerns, Diamond and Silk come to mind, but instead on securing free market allies against the threat of regulation. Because Facebook is scared to death that they're going to get regulated like a public utility. They're not working on bias. They're not working on your rights. This isn't a free speech platform. It's only a free speech platform if the left is using it. Hence the reason that CNN, MSLSD, CNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, they all on Facebook have seen 20, 30, 40% gains on Facebook, while Silk and Diamond, the conservative cartel, Breitbart, Drudge, Rush Limbaugh, The Blaze, all of these conservative outlets are seeing their reach, Chad Prather, all diminished by 25, 30%. You don't think that's coordinated? But they're going to hire Eric Holder to find the conservative bias from the page? Never going to happen. Look, we're going to come back here. I'm going to fill you in on CNN. CNN's ratings are terrible, but they're up 30% on Facebook. I don't know how that happens. Look, Matt Lott, the conservative cartel, the Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466. Be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
Hi.
In a world filled with selfie sticks, pumpkin spice lattes, and reality TV, it's good to get away from it all. I've learned so much from BattleBox. While my wife receives monthly lip balm and glittery lotion, I'm receiving items that could actually save our lives. BattleBox has introduced me to new brands and new products that haven't even been released yet. And in this world today, you just never know when you're going to need it.
Visit BattleBox.com.
Wayne Alaroot here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. It's Thursday morning. Matt Locke flying solo. Well, with sexual chocolate. I'm flying solo in here. Chris X is hopefully somewhere over Louisiana about right now, heading to Alabama, we hope. You know, the I'm looking out the window.
It is pitch black.
It is pitch black, and the storm is here. Ladies and gents, it is here. So if you lose us, that is why. There is a huge storm. I mean, literally, the gentleman that owns the studio came up here and said, boys, who drove this morning? I'm going to put your car inside because the hail is coming.
Well, for those in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you should seek some type of shelter, especially if you're out driving.
Yeah.
It'll blow over relatively quickly, but it's pretty bad.
Black right now out that window, and we're hoping that we keep power. But welcome back to the program. If you want to be part of it, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. Love to talk to you about what we talked about the first hour, this second hour. Head over to patriotmobile.com. Use Cartel in the coupon code. It'll get you $30 off your activation fee. Great company. They give part of the proceeds, part of your bill for your cell phone and your service, go to Republican causes. So you need to give them a deal. You need to give them a look, because they're a fantastic company, by the way. And we're proud to be related to them. But I was talking about Facebook. Ron is putting the camera up to the window. I'm being distracted. This is outside our window right now at the studios. If you're watching on the Facebook page, Cartel, the Liberty Eagle, it's starting to rain. And that camera makes it lighter than it looks. So there you go. This is what we're dealing with here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So you got a live weather report on the radio program here this morning. For those of you listening on the radio, it's raining hard. Just saying. I'll fill in the picture. Trees are blowing hard. So I've been talking about Facebook, the anti-conservative bias of Facebook, Eric Holder, the whole deal. I mean, it's crazy. But we're talking about how CNN, MSLSD, ABC, NBC, CBS, Headline News, all the liberal, you know, CNN, all them. You know, all of their ratings have went up on Facebook. I mean, all of their reach has went up 20-30%. But yet, Breitbart, all that stuff, I can hear it raining through my in-ear monitors. That's how hard it's raining right now. I can hear it raining through my monitors. And I normally can't hear anything while doing the show. That's how hard it's raining. But, you know, all of these liberal left are up, and all the conservative are down. Well, far-left CNN's highest-rated show, Anderson Cooper 360, last month in April, came in a humiliating 24th for April behind every single program on Fox News that airs after 6 a.m. Now, think about that for a second. With 1.1 million viewers, Cooper was also the only CNN show that managed to attract more than a million viewers. Aaron Burnett, the second highest rated show on CNN, came in 27th and drew 965,000. Jake Tapper, being sold as some kind of a superstar, slid face first in the 32nd with 927,000. And for the third month in a row, CNN's New Day is the lowest rated show in all of cable news. That airs after 6 a.m. So Fox is unbelievable. CNN comes in, every show in CNN comes in behind Fox. But yet CNN is growing at 30% on Facebook. Now, you can get my innuendo. You can figure it out all by your lonesome. You can tell me what's happening. But this is manipulation at its finest. This is media manipulation, propaganda at its finest. Because the left doesn't want our message out there. You need to help us share it. The conservative cartel. Matt Locke. Ron Phillips is in there flying the mothership. Chris X, I hope, is in an airplane other than Southwest. Because they seem to be having a lot of problems. Don't go anywhere. The conservative cartel. We'll be right back.
This is the conservative cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are growing indications the release of three Americans held in North Korea may happen soon. Member of the president's legal team and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani suggesting it could be just hours away.
We got Kim Jong-un impressed enough to be releasing three prisoners today.
He spoke on Fox and Friends while the president tweeted, "Stay tuned," this morning after reports came yesterday the three men had been moved from a labor camp to a hotel near Pyongyang. Given the strides made with North Korea relations, some Republican lawmakers want President Trump to get the Nobel Peace Prize, 18 GOP House members sending a letter to the Nobel Committee recommending Trump for the award. A National Day of Prayer event's underway at the White House, where President Trump's hosting guests, including members of a Texas church, where more than two dozen people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, we've made it this far. The storm has made it here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The thunder just completely roiled the building. So, hey, if you lose us, you know what happened. Producer Ron just showed you the weather outside our studio window. It is ridiculously black, and there it is. Yeah. We can only play so much of that before we get in trouble, so there it is. The thunder rolled. But look, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here. I'm in the spaceship all by myself today. Chris X is heading off to Alabama. Got producer Ron, Sexual Chocolate, is running the mothership. You want to be part of the program while the phones stay up. Patriot Mobile Hotline is 202-866-7466. Now, I've covered a variety of topics today. I mean, we talked all in the first hour of President Trump, his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, Giuliani went on to Sean Hannity last night and supposedly spilled the beans, which I don't think was actually the case. We've talked about Facebook, Eric Holder, anti-conservative bias, but I've got an article here I want to get in this long third segment. We've only got two segments left. That's it for today's show. But I want to get into this story that Chris and I left on the floor yesterday. We just didn't have enough time. There's so much going on. But top judge is the headline here. Top judge, backlog of illegal immigration court cases over 1 million. I mean, I want you to think about that for a second. There's a backlog of illegal alien court cases that totals 1 million. That's incredible. So you know at least 1 million illegal aliens are running around somewhere because they haven't been to court yet. It's a backlog. The backlog of court cases addressing the status of illegal aliens has reached over 1 million, prompting justice and immigration courts to step up efforts to hire more judges, digitize old paper systems, and speed up court proceedings. Now, I saw an article. Let me pull this up here. I saw an article this morning, I believe it was on Breitbart, where, Jeff Sessions is sending more judges to the border. Now, let's see here. I'm looking for it. It was at the top this morning. It probably isn't at the top anymore. So I'll have to look at it. I'll look for it at the break. But I read a story here where we're trying to get more judges to the border because we've got this backlog. We've got this craziness of over a million court cases waiting for these illegal aliens that are coming into this country. But we don't have a problem. We have no problem in this country with the illegal aliens. You know, they don't vote or anything. They don't get driver's licenses in California to the tune of 1 million, which automatically enrolls them to vote. You know, they don't do any of that stuff. At least the left tells you they don't, right? So James McHenry, the director of the Executive Office for Immigration Review, which handles immigration cases, said this week that the backlog of active cases is over 692,000 and that the courts have an additional 330,000 cases that have been put into administrative closure but are still before the courts. So we've got a big problem in this country. You know, we are being invaded, and the left is allowing this. The Democratic Party needs these folks in here. They need these illegals in here. They need votes because you and I are becoming privy to what they're trying to do. I mean, think about this. They've got Eric Holder over at Facebook trying to run down anti-conservative bias. I mean, the hen in the hen house here. This is just nuts. Now, the office, here's the deal. So EOIR director, they talk about the need to change from paper to electronic and to hire more judges to deal with this backlog. So the office has 334 judges around the nation, and Congress has authorized a total of 484, and President Trump has sought a total of 700. Guess what's not happening within Congress? Congress does not want this to happen. Donald Trump wants 700 judges. There's 334. So if you go from 334 to 700, you're going to get twice as much done, right? I can do that math real quick in my head. You're going to get twice as much done. The left doesn't want that. The Democratic Party doesn't want that. They need these people in here. Now, McHenry, named the director by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has moved to hire judges and streamline the process of handling the backlog. Now, it's an uphill fight, he revealed. Since it can take up to a year to hire a judge because the court system still uses paper. I mean, that's amazing. It takes up to a year to hire a judge. It takes 10 years to build a highway because of bureaucratic red tape. I'm going to tell you right now, nothing in our government works well. Nothing in our government works well. I mean, we had Rob Wasinger on the program Saturday, and he talked about the process of getting all these nominations through the House and Senate. At the current rate, it'll take 7 years. 7 years! But yet these folks in Congress work 2- and 3-day work weeks. I mean, they don't even work a full week. Now, I understand they're supposed to be politicians for the people. They're supposed to come back and be within their constituents. They're supposed to talk to you and interact with you and find out what's going on the ground. But these folks don't work a full work week. And to tell me that it takes freaking a year to get a judge? I mean, this is absurd. Could you imagine any kind of business running this way? I mean, if Ron and I ran this business this way, we'd be broke. A year to get anything done? I mean, you got to keep the lights on. You got to pay for the camera. You got to do all this stuff. I mean, there's stuff to be done. There's illegal aliens to be prosecuted. They're illegal. It's the first word. They come across the border illegally. But the left, oh, well, they haven't done anything. They're not illegal. They're just trying to leave their war-torn strife countries, their crap-hole countries that they don't want to be in. We need to be kind-hearted. We need to take care of these people. I mean, it's absurd. It is absolutely absurd. As we sit here and we watch, as the left allows this country to be ran over because we deserve it. I mean, the left will literally tell you that we don't deserve to be the best country in the world. And why does everybody come here? I mean, that's the question. All of these immigrants are coming here. Why? The left tells you that we're a crap hole. The left tells you that we're crazy. The left tells you that we're awful. All of our celebrities want to leave. They can't stand it. Oh, my God, Trump's president. I got to go to Canada. Hell, Canada's asking us to help them with illegal immigration and with their Muslim population that is completely out of control right now as that Muslim ran people down in a rental van on their sidewalk about 2 weeks ago. You know, if this is such a bad place, if America's such a bad place, why are illegals fighting to get in here? Why are they forming caravans at the southern border to come across into America if this is such a bad place? Because it's a great place. That's the our country is one of a kind. That's why in however long we've been a country, over almost like 240 some years, we are the greatest country on the face of the earth because of our Constitution. Because of our rights to free speech, because of our right to the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, all the way through 26 or 27, I think there's 26 amendments. That's why we're the best country on the planet. That's why everybody wants to come here. They want our riches. The problem is they don't want to come and work. They don't want to come and contribute. They don't have anything to contribute. They want to come here and suck off our welfare programs because we're a very rich country. Our poor are not poor. When you look around the rest of the world, we don't live in huts. We don't live in dirt floors. Hell, most people have cable, big screen TVs, and microwaves. That's not poor. They got cell phones, vehicles. That's not poor. We're a very rich country, and these people know it. So they come here hoping to hit the lottery, to hit the jackpot, because they come from squalor. They come from countries that are complete and utter crap holes. I mean, look at Mexico right now. More murders in the first 4 months than all of last year. You have cartel gangs pulling up on beaches on wave runners with machine guns mowing down people at these resorts. You got cartels that are running the country. You can't blame them for wanting to get away. You can't blame them for wanting to leave a country that's trying to kill them. Venezuela, Guatemala, Central America, Panama, Argentina. You look at these places, these people, they're hurting. They don't know what else to do, but look, we're at a point where we have $21 trillion in debt. With a T, trillion. Not with a B, not with an M. Trillion, T. We can't afford this crap anymore. And you know what? All these politicians, oh, well, we can't cut spending. We just need to raise your taxes. After Donald Trump lowers them, says, look, We need to be more competitive. Let's lower the corporate tax rate. Let's lower the personal tax rate. And by the way, we got round two coming of tax relief. You know, there didn't used to be an income tax. And you know what? There were still roads. There were still everything we had in this country. It was back in, I think, the teens and 20s. When people still traveled. There were still things. And you didn't have. Why do we tax hard work? We need to get rid of the IRS, what we need to do, because obviously, if you looked at the last administration, Barack Obama weaponized the IRS and used it against who? Conservatives. We've become so polarized in this country, but it's amazing to me that the backlog of these immigrants and what we can't do and how we can't protect ourselves is unbelievable. It is unreal. But you want to hear something really, really kind of funny? Hillary Clinton is back in the news. And it goes along with this story. Because we're talking about capitalism. We're talking about the greatest country on the planet. We're talking about America. Hillary said being a capitalist hurt her when she ran for president in 2016 because so many Dems are socialists. Now, if you're the Democratic Party, you know what you're doing? You're saying, please, 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 Hillary, go away. Go away. Stop telling people who we are. Hillary Clinton, being a capitalist, hurt her running for president in 16 because the Democratic Party is socialist. Hillary Clinton on Wednesday claimed that being a capitalist hurt her in the 16 primaries because so many Democrats are socialists. She says, quote, it's hard to know. But I mean, if you're in Iowa caucuses and 41% of Democrats are socialists, are self-described socialists, and I'm asked, are you a capitalist? And I say, yes, but with appropriate regulation and appropriate accountability, you know, that probably gets lost in the, oh my gosh, she's a capitalist, Clinton said during a conversation with Alan Murray, the chief content officer at Time Incorporated, Time Magazine, Time.com, liberal left rag. Now, I'm going to tell you something here. If Hillary Clinton is a capitalist, then I'm a six-legged woman. Just saying. Capitalist, my rear end. She isn't a capitalist. She wouldn't know capitalism if it hit her in a fat rear end. I mean, come on. She's not a capitalist. Clinton barely defeated Sanders in the Iowa caucuses because they had the superdelegates. That's the only reason she beat him in the Iowa caucuses. Getting 49.9% of the delegates to 49.6% to Sanders. Sanders, before a potential 2020 run, is now pushing a program that would guarantee every American a government job that pays $15 per hour in addition to health benefits. So here you go. Here's the free stuff. Look, just look over here, the Democratic Party says. All kinds of free stuff. We'll give you a job. We'll give you benefits because, you know, all that guaranteed income works. Go over to Sweden. Go over to Switzerland. They do a guaranteed living wage or a guaranteed. Oh, I can't remember what it was called. I read a story about a year ago where everybody's entitled to a certain income. And the government's going to give it to you no matter what you do. How many people are going to work? Just a question. How many people are going to work if the government guarantees you an income? For doing nothing. Sitting on your lazy rear end doing nothing. The government's going to give you free money. What are you going to do? You're not going to work. And being a capitalist, Hillary Clinton said, hurt her in the 2016 primaries. I'll tell you what hurt you, Hillary. The vodka, the rum, the tequila, the whiskey, and probably all the crap you were taking to stay alive because you're unhealthy and you're ridiculous. And you're a drunk. Go to PatriotTort.com. She's got a great article about Hillary Clinton being a drunk. I believe it. Look, don't go anywhere. Going to finish up the show. Stormy Daniels. The Dems don't like her anymore. I wonder why. Stick around, Matt Locke, the Conservative Cartel. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the final segment. We made it, I think. I think the power's going to stay on to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here flying solo. Producer Ron Phillips, sexual chocolate in there flying the mothership. So far, so good. The Patriot Mobile Hotline down. I don't have that much time. But for all you historians out there, the federal government started collecting federal income tax in 1913, so that you know. Now, they temporarily did it in 1861 because of the Civil War and then stopped. But in 1913, the 16th Amendment was ratified to the Constitution that permanently legalized an income tax. Just for you historians out there, I want to make sure you know, 1861, Abraham Lincoln needed some money for war funding. Because of the Civil War, and there you go. So, little history lesson to walk you down just for those of you. I saw some comments on the Liberty Eagle on the Facebook page and the Conservative Cartel. That's when it started, 1913. And actually, the federal government didn't start collecting federal income taxes until almost 1930. They ratified the 16th Amendment, but they didn't really start collecting until about 1930. So, I got a good memory. Just saying. So, look. Last thing here I want to talk about. Got just a few minutes. Top Dem Super PAC head, Stormy Daniels, not going to produce one additional vote. So the head of one of the top left-wing Super PACs conceded yesterday that Stormy Daniels is unlikely to deliver Democrats a single vote in 2018. Though media outlets like CNN and MSLSD have often given wall-to-wall coverage to all things Stormy with the hopes of damaging Trump. Guy Cecil, the head of Priorities USA Super PAC, who is also reportedly overseeing the digital spending for the outside House and Senate Democratic groups this year, told the Washington Compost that Democrats need to put a whole new set of issues in front of people. Wait. Now, let me read between the lines for you here. Guy Cecil just said everything the Democrats are doing ain't working. It's not working. Need to do something else. Get Stormy Daniels. No one cares. And it's true. No one cares if Donald Trump did or didn't have sex with a porn star back in 2006. They don't care. Bill Clinton was banging Monica Lewinsky. JFK was banging everything that walked. Literally. Guy was a whore. It just is what it is. We were down, actually. I took my wife and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law down to Dealey Plaza and went through the history of all that deal, the assassination and whatnot. JFK was a Republican, for one. I mean, he had Republican-leaning views, and he was a whore. I mean, the guy was getting more tail than Hugh Hefner. No one seemed to care. No one seemed to care. But now that Donald Trump had sex with a porn star or didn't, or he had Russian hookers peeing on a bed, now everybody cares. You know what I mean? Because he's supposedly a conservative. I don't even know what Donald Trump is. He's a Democrat, I thought. Well, they liked him when he was a Democrat in New York. But now he's not a Democrat. Now he hates black people and all that stuff. But this guy Cecil says, I don't think Stormy Daniels is going to produce one additional vote in almost any race that we run in 2018. The Atlantic's Ronald Brownstein, the left-wing pundit who is essentially a Democratic strategist on demographics, also recently warned Democrats that focusing on Daniels will prevent the party's economic message from breaking through to crucial swing voters. You know what their economic message is? We want to tax you. We want your money. I mean, the left has, this is the thing. I've been preaching it. The left has no platform. They hate Trump. They want to raise your taxes. They hate you. They want to be in power, and they don't care about you. I mean, they're literally out there saying we need to raise your taxes. We can't be letting this happen. You can't have more money in your pocket, and millennials are seeing that. We talked about that this week on this very program. Millennials are like, hey, I like what's going on. I like having more money in my paycheck. So I hate to tell this runner, Ronald Brownstein, but the Democrats don't have an economic message. So in other words, for a sunny outcome this fall, Democrats probably need more health care and taxes and less Comey and Stormy. Brownstein concluded. That's all I got. More taxes. Less storm. Less hookers. Less liars. More taxes. That's the Democratic Party. That should be their slogan. Less hookers. Less Comey. More taxes. 18. There it is. Hey, look. That's all I got today. We made it through the storm. It didn't rain. Head over to theconservativecartel.com right now. Sign up to be a VIP. You can win that Diamondback Firearms. You have until midnight. After that, you're shut off. Nazi, phone Nazi Ron will shut you off after midnight. Look, you got to do it. Get over there. Get it done. For Ron Phillips, I'm Matt Locke. Chris X is on an airplane somewhere. The Conservative Cartel is out.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.